World Sport from the BBC with Andrew Horse. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, the Manchester City manager Manuel Pellegrini gets a touchline ban for his disparaging comments on the referee after their defeat by Barcelona. More than 70 clubs across Europe are being investigated to make sure they meet UEFA's financial fair play regulations.
I don't know if there will be big clubs or not big clubs. There will certainly be some clubs who will be looked at carefully.
And some of tennis' big names signed up for the new International Premier League. But let's start with the English Premier League in football, and Sports World's commentary game later this Saturday here on the BBC World Service is top against bottom. It's the leaders, Chelsea, away to their nearest neighbours in London, Fulham. And it'll be Felix Magath's first home game since becoming Fulham's third manager this season. And he thinks that Chelsea's midweek Champions League trip to Istanbul to face Galatasaray might work in his side's favour.
You have to stay at the airport and fly a few hours, and then you have the game at night. Then you see the players cannot sleep so early, and the next day you are tired. I think it bothers the players a lot, and that is sure the chance for us.
Well, Jose Mourinho has spent the whole season talking down his Chelsea team's chances of winning the English Premier League. And one of his predecessors, Gianluca Vialli, has told the BBC indulging in mind games isn't everybody's style, but it clearly works for Mourinho.
I've seen players or managers getting a little bit cross or upset, and that probably took their mind away from thinking about the game and about the tactics, and obviously it has worked. I mean, Mourinho seems always to be in control and calm, and Chelsea can honestly win the the Premiership. I think they're strong enough to do it. I think Mourinho is actually trying to play down it's just saying that the favourites are Manchester City and Arsenal, because I think that he wants the pressure to be on Manchester City and Arsenal, and he doesn't mind sort of running as an outsider, if you like. But I think that Chelsea is as good as Arsenal and Manchester City, and I wouldn't be surprised to see them winning the Premiership.
Well, Manchester City are not in Premier League action this weekend. They face Sunderland on Sunday in the final of the League Cup. And the City manager, Manuel Pellegrini, will be on the touchline for that game at Wembley. But he's been banned from the dugout for his side's next two matches in the European Champions League. That's after Pellegrini questioned the referee's impartiality following his side's home defeat by Barcelona in the first leg of their last 16 tie. More from the BBC's senior football reporter, Ian Dennis.
The sanction is actually for three matches, but one of which is suspended for a two-year period. It means Pellegrini will serve the first of those against Barcelona in just over a fortnight, as his side trailed 2-0 from the first leg. It follows his comments after the first match, where he said that Swedish referee Jonas Eriksson was not impartial to both teams. Pellegrini will not be allowed to enter the dressing room, tunnel or technical area as a result in the Nou Camp for the last 16 Champions League tie.
Meanwhile, Manchester City could have Sergio Aguero back to play some part in Sunday's League Cup final. A decision on the striker's fitness will be taken later on Saturday, with top scorer Aguero missing the last five games with a hamstring injury, but he's been back in training this week. Well, next to the team second from bottom of the English Premier League, and speaking exclusively to the BBC, Cardiff City's owner Vincent Tan says he'll be personally involved with transfers from now on to try and avoid what he claims was an overspend by the club's former manager Malky Mackay, who he sacked earlier this season. Mackay denies the accusation he went over budget as he prepared for Cardiff's first year in the Premier League. And Tan has told the BBC he'll guarantee better transfers because they're not going to let the current manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, in his words, run wild before the start of the next campaign. And he also claims Mackay, who guided Cardiff into the Premier League for the first time in their history, was fortunate to get the job in the first place.
He managed Watford for 2 years. Watford was in the 16th and the 17th position for 2 years. Out of 24, he didn't do very well in Watford. Alan Whiteley, who recruited him with TG Chan, I was not involved at all. Well, but then I was not involved in the management, so I went along with them. So I think Malky got lucky when he came to Cardiff. I invested a lot of money and then we went up.
European football's governing body, UEFA, says 76 of the continent's clubs are currently under investigation for potential breaches of the organisation's financial fair play regulations. They require clubs to break even over a defined period of time. UEFA says that any side which failed to meet their strict criteria will be named in April. But are we going to see that list feature any of Europe's biggest names? Well, here's UEFA General Secretary Gianni Infantino.
I don't know if there will be big clubs or not big clubs. There will certainly be some clubs who will be looked at carefully. Whilst there are some clubs spending a lot of money, it is also true to say that these clubs are also generating a lot of revenue, and that's why now this is being looked into.
Al Ahly of Egypt begin the defence of their African Champions League title this weekend as the first round proper gets underway. Ali's bid for a record third consecutive Champions League triumph starts away to Young Africans of Tanzania. Now, the Egyptian team would ordinarily be considered favourites, but as BBC African Sports' Nishat Ladder explains, Ali just aren't playing like continental champions.
They've really been struggling in their domestic league. They did win the CAF Super Cup last week, but that perhaps just masks some of the ongoing problems there. And Young Africans could be dangerous at home. They're a very attacking side. Look out for Mariso Ngasa. Now, he had trials with West Ham a few years ago, and he hit a hat-trick in each preliminary round leg, so Ahly really can't afford to relax.
And the Trinidad and Tobago international forward Kevin Carter has died of a suspected heart attack, aged just 30. He'd been training with his club side Defence Force and complained of chest pain before being taken to hospital. He won 25 caps. Now to tennis, and Rafael Nadal and Serena Williams are among those players who have signed up for the International Premier Tennis League. It's a brand new competition which will be played in major Asian cities in November and December. There'll be five teams based in Hong Kong, Mumbai, Singapore, Bangkok and Kuala Lumpur. They'll play home and away, and the franchises will bid for the players they want at an auction in Dubai on Sunday. Each match in the competition is going to be played over the best of five sets, and each set will be in a different format. Men's singles, women's singles, men's doubles, mixed doubles, and then men's legends, with Andre Agassi and Pete Sampras among those signed up for the latter. But given it's taking place at the end of the regular season, are the world's leading players going to be risking burnout? It's a point address for the BBC's tennis correspondent, Russell Fuller.
Yes, you'll be able to lay a charge of hypocrisy at the door of some players who have been bleating on about this, with good reason, I have to say, for many, many years. The question is, how often will the very top names play? If you are an icon, and Andy Murray and Rafa Nadal and Novak Djokovic and Serena Williams are in that category, you don't need to commit to playing for all 3 weeks this year in Asia from late November. I know that Murray intends to play just three home matches in the space of about a week and effectively transfer his Miami winter training base to Asia for that period of time.
Well, South Africa's cricketers have the chance to make history over the next few days. They're going into the third and final test against Australia in Cape Town with a series level at 1-1. They're looking for a first home series win against Australia in the post-apartheid era. Now, captain's innings can turn the match in these cases, but cricket commentator Neil Manthorpe says both skippers have been struggling.
Graham Smith's form isn't nearly as alarming as his opposite number. Clark hasn't reached 25 in his last 11 innings in Test cricket, which is astonishing for a player of his form and his record, his calibre. But there is a little bit of pressure, but you know, they've both been around so long and they're both extremely experienced campaigners. Quite honestly, and I really mean this, I think they'd both take a pair. I think they'd both take naught in both innings individually if their teams can win.
And that's the latest world sport from the BBC.